went on like shot.
You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio, Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture.
Are we on? Sorry, folks, I've been asleep at the wheel for a minute. I've been catching up with my thoughts. Welcome to Saturday morning and the rest of it. Our subheading, you know, it's what have we got to lose is our main heading that I've kept because we're dealing with the loss of our way of living, the loss of our lives, the loss of our government to a certain extent and the rest of it. So we're going through some trying times, but everything I've read about adversity, it's adversity that actually makes people develop their senses more and makes them understand what counts and the rest of it. So it may not be a 20-year war as in the old days, every 20 years they had a major conflict that taught people what it meant to sacrifice and give their life and do things. And we've realized, as I've said before, the infrastructure of people. But the subheading is Our Foundation. And for Our Foundation, I showed you what looks like a big chunk of concrete in a hole. It was with the World Trade Center when they finally got rid of all the debris and started to rebuild to say, you can knock it down, but you're not going to stop us from being who we are. And they built what they have termed the World Freedom Tower in America. And they purposely made it top out with the antenna at 1,776 feet for the founding of our country in 1776. The actual measurements are more like 1792, but what's 16 feet in a free country? So you'll see a picture that'll be on there for a moment or two of the large cement hole, which is the foundation for a building that's quite big, but well-built and unique. Just like the people in our country is a unique country because of the diversity of the people, because of what we do struggling with ourselves and each other and the rest of it, to build something that nobody's built before. And we should be proud of it, and we should keep working on making sure nobody takes it away or gives it away. So that's our foundation. While I was doing my research for today, and just in general, I was looking for something that would show us, because technically, in about 2026, we're going to be 250 years old from the founding of our country in 1776. But the majority of our country, we didn't really get till in the 1800s. And so really, when you go back 150 years or so, you still don't find all of America as it is now from our east to west coast. And all the different things that have happened, tragedies, good and bad, and the rest of it, I came across something that, I mean, I enjoy history because I like learning facts, things. Mainly, you want to find out things people may have tried that you don't have to try again. So, you know, that didn't work out, or get an idea of what maybe worked that we forgot about. So there's Vox News, V-O-X News. They are, I found at their site, it's called 70 Maps That Explain America. So it takes a bit of time, but I read the majority of it, and it's nicely written, not too far out for like a PhD historian, for an average reader and a person to read. And they start with, and I showed one of the earliest maps that you'll see on the screen there, which is science now generally feels that humanity in general started years ago in West Central Africa and then spread up into Asia and across things and eventually off the eastern edge of China across the Bering Straits when they were frozen. And many times they may have developed little villages and eventually got into Alaska, down into North America, et cetera, et cetera. There's another thing you'll see on the map. There's a theory because of things they found that some of the spread that went into the Pacific, some of the Polynesians, who were great boaters with simple little boats, outriggers, which means it had a little pontoon on the side that meant the waves didn't turn it over. They were really hardy people when they dealt with this stuff, but they feel it may have been some of them who made it to the west coast of North America, be it lower Baja, Mexico, or, you know, lower California. So there are some remnants that make that, and of course there's a story of the Vikings. But that's where they start mainly, with showing you how our country became populated thousands of years after people were in Asia and India and lots of other places. So as a country, even if you go back to discovery with Columbus and before him, we haven't been around that long compared to other places. But we came here because we ran away from other places and said, we don't want to keep fighting with these guys. We don't want serfdom where we've got a lord who says, I own all the land and you're living on my land and you better do what I want or I'm going to execute you or whatever. So there's the freedom that beats in the heart of human beings that they want to be able to do their thing. But you want to do your thing, and you'll pardon my French, but you don't want to piss in the street because that creates unsanitary conditions. You know, dogs and cats, they make you clean up after and everything. Humans, we try and provide bathrooms when we can. So our foundation is saying what we've built is what brought us to this point. And we want to keep it, and we want to keep growing. So my alter ego's with us today. She has a lot of interesting stuff for you. And I don't mind deferring, and you may see my face smiling or grinning when she's talking, but I go through all of it. I know what she's talking about, and I'll interject as needed. No two people agree, absolutely, but so let me just say this. Look up that 70 maps that explain America. It brings you through everything. The Indians, the settling of the country, the Mexico, who owned more than half of our country before we ever existed. So it's quite interesting, and it'll show you where you go. Some of the maps are actually interactive. You'll enjoy them, I believe. And it's easy reading. You can come back to it, you know, and do different sections. And it brings you up to the 20-teens. So with that, As I've mentioned, Alter Ego is here. She's favored with her presence. Let us have her voice favor us.
So good morning. Always so great being here, even though I find myself in the past few months doing the show with a very, very heavy heart because of the love of a country that I came here from someplace else. I'm an American citizen for many, many years because I believe in the power of voting and I believe in the power of giving to the country that you're actually deriving benefits from. And I see that country eroding. So you'll see the picture that says the fight for our country. Anybody that's into Star Wars or Lords of the Rings like I am, that's the Lords of the Ring. That's the last picture where the world was fighting to exist and fighting against, I call it the netherworld, or the evil people or individuals who unfortunately wanted to destroy everything. Well, that's where we're at in America right now. We have a party and a president who wants to destroy everything this country was founded on. It's not a perfect country, by the way. I mean, there's a lot of things this country has done to destabilize the world, to destabilize us, to create a lot of racist and actual very violent situations. But still, you come together and you try to build a perfect union. That's what the founding fathers, they weren't perfect, but that's what they wanted to do, build a perfect union.
They said to build a more perfect, meaning they knew it always needed correcting and updating.
So now we have this issue here of Lords of the Rings, and we have a polarization that's probably going to take many, many years to undo, or maybe create an internal civil war, whether violent or economic. So before I get into the topics that I want to cover, I want to keep that picture up, and I want to just talk about a couple of things that I asked the producer to please post online, the links. I know that a lot of you, when I speak, don't like history. You get bored, you get turned off, which is really, very sad because we're in a world that employers now believe that workers are not smart enough and they can't consume information for longer than 5 minutes. Otherwise, they get bored. So your training is cut in 10 and 15 minute segments, which to me is ridiculous. Reading and understanding history is the key to understanding why we're here today and where we're going tomorrow. So I want to bring up a couple of things because I personally am tired of Trump, his cabinet, and the entire Republican Party who speak with one voice, constantly talking about how liberals and Democrats are destroying the country. They don't care about workers. That's a lie. People, please. I'm just going to read a couple of things. Just go to the links. Go to the federal website. Read these things yourself. Young people, the old people are leaving you nothing. And if you don't start learning the history of your country, how the Constitution works, how your branches of government work, you can forget about having a good life in America. And that's all I have to say. So now let's talk about this. Reagan and Bush. Under Reagan and Bush, the minimum wage was not raised in 12 years of those presidencies. Under Reagan and Bush, they cut funding for unemployment insurance, which reduced the benefits to laid off workers. Here in Florida, they have the nerve to give you, what, $250 a week? And they cut that under Scott. So that's even less than it used to be. Go to Texas. Go to all these other states. All you Republican supporters and have been all your life, if you don't start reading what these guys have done to you, then what are you complaining about? Why are you blaming Democrats and liberals? They're not the ones that are doing this to you. It's the people that you voted for. Under President Reagan, there was a bill that was introduced by the Democrats that they would not allow plants to close and lay off workers immediately. They had to give 6 months' notice so that you would have an opportunity to make other arrangements, look for a job. And he vetoed that. He didn't care about people. And he was a Republican, a great actor. By the way, a union member, but was against unions. So you tell me why he was allowed to carry his little card and get his union benefits, but he cut it from other people.
When we say union, that was SAG, Screen Actors Guild. He was almost one of the founders of that union.
And then under Bush, he vetoed the Family and Medical Leave Act, which mandated the parents could take 3 months of unpaid leave and return to work afterwards. You know what his press secretary, Martin Fitzwater, said? If you can't negotiate a good job, a good deal with your company, go find another job. These are people who have maids taking care of their children. They don't really care. By the way, a Republican. He reduced, Reagan and Bush, they reduced the funding for worker retraining by 50%, especially when your job was being taken away by foreign trade or what a lot of CEOs of companies do. They bring foreign workers here and lay you off. Why would it be a problem for Republicans for you to get retrained so you can be productive and find something else to do? They opposed legislation that would have banned employers from using permanent replacement workers during strikes. And I got to tell you, union workers and you union members, you are at fault for the reason why unions have no power today. You're the reason why, because you were happily went and voted for your Republican senators and congressmen and presidents to have these right-to-work states. Now you have no rights. Whose fault is that? These people did what you asked for. They made a lot of pro-industry appointments, Reagan and Bush, to OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. I heard on the news yesterday somebody complaining about the fact that OSHA is not rendering any kind of summons to these meatpacking companies that continue to have coronavirus employees working under terrible conditions. Well, you gotta know history to understand why. They cut their funding. They have pro-business people running it. So, of course, they're not going to do anything because under Republican presidents, they don't have to do any of this. I'm not going to go through all of it. I just want people to please, please, please start reading. One thing in Texas that Bush did when he was governor and he opposed granting collective bargaining rights to the police. Police officers, tell me why you vote for Republicans. I don't understand it, because they don't believe you should have any unions representing you at all. Okay, so I just wanted to bring that up. You can look it up. I believe that they've posted it for you.
And let me say this. OSHA was too close with major facilities. I worked in many industries, including in a postal processing facility, which is a quasi-governmental operation. And when OSHA would come in, it was like having your friends coming in for a family dinner, and then they'd give you a little report and said, oh, they're okay, everything's fine. And I fought them to prove that they had conditions that would not even pass the Geneva Convention for the holding of prisoners.
So one other thing that I want to talk before I get into my areas, and I want to make it quick because I know we don't have a lot of time, is this issue of Republican versus Democrat. People, we have a democratic country. Suddenly, when you say the word democratic or Democrat, it's a dirty word. I don't understand why. Go back to the 1790s. It was the Republican Party. It was founded by Thomas Jefferson and James Madison in the early 1790s. Okay, remember that all of us, Irish, Italian, all these people, especially British and French, they came to this country and brought a lot of their government with them here to America. So you had what they call the Whig Party, which is more akin to what was happening in England and Britain at the time. right? So they became the nucleus of the Republican Party in the 1830s, and it was led by Adams and Clay. Then they came up with the Democratic Republicans, because the Republicans weren't agreeing in the way things should be done. And that was led by Martin Van Buren and Mr. Jackson. So you got to go back and see how the parties were organized and what their beliefs were. I'm not going to read everything to you, but again, you really, really need to go back and understand what the party really stood for. There wasn't really any such thing as Democrats and Republicans. It was the Republican Party split into two when the Whigs accused the other section of the Republican Party of being too chummy with foreign governments and trying to be too dictatorial. That's what happened. Well, here we are, and suddenly, as a nation, we don't mind having a dictator. We don't mind having liars running the country. We don't mind having a Supreme Court and federal justice system you could no longer trust, because we're putting a bunch of Nazis in there to oversee our country. We suddenly don't care that we have an attorney general that lies every day and is taking away states' rights. And one of the reasons why the Republican Party split is because states' rights was a big issue for the founding fathers. And now all of a sudden, we don't care that governors and mayors have no power to run their states. We are 50 independent republics with a federal government that only has but certain rights granted under the Constitution.
From those republics.
From those republics. And from those Republicans that started to build the country that we know today. You need to go back and you need to get out of the fog that we're in right now and start thinking, do we want to break this up? We are in the fight of our lives to keep the country, to keep democracy going.
And you'll see when you hear people speaking, especially major newscasters on any channel, any station, cable, non-cable, newspapers, you'll often hear them, cute thing, and then I'll explain what is going on. They'll say, oh, Democratic, but they say small d. So they're trying to make you understand when they use the word, they're not talking about the Democratic Party, they're talking about a democracy, okay? So the original, as my alter ego is saying, they tried to put a label that was strong enough, and they called it the Republican Democratic Party, because we were a republic, and we were trying to be democratic. Lisa, thank you for being with us again. And in Michigan, $362 a week. And in fact, and I suspect it's because these people do know enough about what our state and local governments do. When they put that first big bailout with the $2.2 trillion, they put in $600 a week for people who are collecting unemployment. So in some states where you're not paid as much and you weren't getting paid a decent wage, you were getting paid more not to work, so they were messing things up. Joyce Gatling, Facebook, yes, inform us with facts. That's all, as I've said from the beginning, that I will ever do. Thomas Vuno on Facebook, preach, woman, amen, 100%. I remember where I come from. It was a woman that I came out of, and I respect women. They're part of what makes us a society, period. Let me get back to my alter ego, but remember, when you hear the word Democrat or Republican, John Kennedy was famous for saying, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you could do for your country. Ask what these people have done for you, not what they're saying. Because Trump and people like him, he's a marketing genius. He will spew stuff out there. He can turn it around 30 minutes late and tell you, no, you didn't hear that. This is what I really meant. So understand what they've given you and what they've taken from you.
So I have the picture of a farmer with President Trump, and of course I say the ultimate corruption to buy votes. And I know farmers are going to go crazy. I don't really care. I'll tell you why. Farmers were okay with his so-called tariffs. They became wealthier recipients for the past 3 years that we're paying, and a lot of them foreign-owned entities that are running farming corporations here in the U.S. from Brazil and all these other countries that he has given our money to. He is paying you off so you can vote for him. Suddenly, you don't want to work, and suddenly, you don't want to run your farms, obviously. And I say this because when Obama was president and President Bush crashed our economy, and he was trying to help everyone in the country, what did the Republicans call him? The welfare king. They didn't even care about you, about families that were living in their cars in the streets. They lost their homes. Governments laid off tons of people. Actually, the problem that we had during that time, it was because local governments and state government and the federal government laid off workers, more so than actual private industry. So now you had nothing. And they called him a welfare king. He is a welfare king for the wealthy. He's a welfare king for the farmers because he keeps giving them money to keep them quiet. Now they get another $19 billion. They got $10 billion before. So we will continue feeding them and feeding these corporations with our tax dollars. And then he goes out there and says, oh no, the tariffs are working. We've got all this money in our treasury. No, we don't.
Again, as an economist, let me quickly explain it again. A tariff is a tax on goods coming into our country that we impose and we collect from us, the American public. And as I've taught everybody when they've listened to me, 70% of our GDP is the 99% of us buying goods and services. So when we put a tariff on and it adds to the cost we have to pay for the goods and services we need to live, as of this date, those tariffs, not a tax law, those tariffs that Trump put on China, which he says China's doing, those tariffs he put on, we've paid in excess of $60 to $70 billion already. And then he had them in our treasury, his cookie jars, I referred to it last year, to use those, because those were not funds that had been committed before, and he gave them to the farmers. Had he not given those billions to these farmers, they would have already, a year and a half ago, been declaring bankruptcies, and we would have been in a recession. So the man has been blocking you and putting a fancy curtain in front of how he's been screwing up our economy over time and buying votes and keeping it from saying, no, no, look what I did with the market. He was given a great economy. He screwed it up. If he had the strength that he said, how did he let the economy go up and down by thousands of points? If he's that strong and that great. So don't listen to what he says. Understand what he's done.
So people just realize $28 billion so far to the farmers and another $19 billion of our money. So it's a welfare. The Midwest and the southern states, they're welfare. Kings and queens living off the federal government and the lies that this man has to tell. I have another cartoon, and you're looking at it. It says, bail out more, please, more, keep it coming. I have that for two reasons. I'm going to go back to when Obama was president. He put a bill in to end tax deductions that companies were getting that were closing U.S. plants and moving them overseas. And I remember this so clearly because all the commercials came out that he was taking away these companies' rights, and you, the voter, you, the citizens, were against the very same thing he was trying to protect your jobs. And the Republicans laughed and applauded, and they vetoed the bill. The Democrats, unfortunately, were not able to get the 60 votes that were needed at the time to be able to make that a bill. Imagine, people, if that bill had passed. We would not have these companies laying us off and moving their business and keeping our money offshore that we are paying for these products and these taxes all these years, billions of dollars in their pocket. That was the Republican Senate. Remember that. And now here we go with the $2 and $3 trillion of funding that the Democrats started in the House trying to get all of these different packages to help the average worker, hospitals, states, the unemployed. And what did the Republicans do? They lied with President Trump on having oversight. So now there's no oversight because he keeps firing the attorney generals. And they keep getting money. Multi-billion dollar companies that don't need it. The NFL, the NBA, corporations, Jeff Bezos. All these people had the nerve to go after this money. And the small businesses were not getting it. So you need to start thinking. It's the Republican Senate, by the way. So Republican voters, you are crying and screaming and complaining and bitching and moaning. But it's your Republican president and your Republican Senate that's taking the money and giving it to the people that don't need it.
Again, let me just point out that I tried to make people understand the economics of our country, our GDP, and what we spend, what we do. But all the money that the federal government gets and spends comes out of we the people's pocket, period. Not just the millionaires and billionaires. It mainly comes out of us, the regular people, because millionaires and billionaires, and there's nothing wrong with it depending how they use it, they can set up foundations and trusts and divert it. Trump loves to tell people how he never pays taxes. So, and then he complains when he gets in office about everybody's got to pay their fair share. Mr. President, I once put out hashtag PYS, pronounced piss. It's pay your share. He's told us he's paid nothing, yet he takes everything he can. How are you a millionaire or billionaire and you tell people you've never paid taxes? It means you've never made money that got taxed. You've never contributed to the government. Yet you've used what we provide, the roads, the military, the economy, to make the money you have, and then bankrupt every project you almost ever did so that people don't get paid, but you get paid. So understand what you're dealing with. You're dealing with someone, and it's all our money that supports the government and built this country to where we are, as I've said to you. Liquidation value of the United States is easily over $100 trillion. So the money that the House of Representatives are saying to spend on the next $3 trillion tranche is for us, the people, to take back some of our funds when we need it. It's our money.
The problem is, and I want to, and here's where the host and I don't agree. The problem is that you can vote for all of this stuff, but he and his cabinet and the Republican Party won't make sure the money gets to you. What sense does it make? See, nobody is bothering to look at what the Democrats are trying to do because, unfortunately, they're not loud. They're not going out there and pumping their chest. They don't even call the Republicans what they should call them, traitors, liars, and corrupt. They call them colleagues. I wish they would stop doing that because we're in a war right now, and they're not your colleagues. They're actually your enemy to a certain extent, because they're going contrary to what the needs of the country is. But I'm going to move on. You see the other pictorial that I have, the Trump smash, all norms of democracy. Why do I have that there? 7 inspector generals he's fired recently. He's let them go. Anybody that's trying to do oversight on his administration, on William Barr, Mike Pompeo, you name it, he's firing. The attorney general that was supposed to be part of that group of 5 to oversee how this money is being spent, he's no longer there. Because if you guys remember, Trump said, I will manage all this money myself. And the Republicans knew ahead of time that once the bill was signed and the Democrats agreed to it, because you have to learn to give and take in any negotiation, they knew that they were going to do what they wanted to do. Unfortunately, people, if you don't understand how your government works, the party who's in control And since Trump came into power, he took away the norms of how the Senate works. You used to need 60 votes for certain things. Now you don't. You only need 50 or 49. 51. And he told Mitch McConnell to do that. And the jackass, corrupt idiot McConnell went along with that. Because what he doesn't understand about dictators all over the world, they will make and tell the public everything is bad. The media is bad. The courts are bad. Everything is bad. And once they get complete control, they get rid of your Congress. They'll get rid of your courts. All these judges sitting in the federal system thinking that they're going to last forever. He will not need you once he gains full control. I am so ashamed of the Supreme Court. I never thought I would say that because I believe in the American system. With all of its problem, I believe you need to have order. You need to have a semblance of fairness. Is it fair all the time? Of course not. But at least if you believe in it, you can make it better. And here we are. It's falling apart.
And you have to understand, when you see pictures, whether it's in China, they've built some great legislative buildings. They have their presidium of people. That's their Congress, let's say. You look at Russia, they've got their equivalent of it, and it's a nice building they put up. But those people do what their leader tells them to, because it's basically a dictatorship, an autocratic government that is run by President Xi or President Putin. You can call yourself president. They started doing that years ago because it was a title taken from our democracy and other things. It doesn't mean you're there for the people and by the people's will. So know the difference. Watch what you're looking at and find out what they're doing.
So when I keep saying the American voter is at fault for where we're at, I mean it. You are at fault because you have allowed these people to continue to lie to you, and yet you continue to vote for them. The Republican southern states and western states, they keep you in poverty, they keep you poor, they keep you with low wages, and you blame the Democrats who gave you Social Security, unemployment insurance, all these things the Democrats have fought for. Are they perfect? Of course not. They're not perfect. But generally what they try to do is make sure that everyone is taken care of to the best of their abilities. And you don't see that because they're not singing the same song like the Republican Party does every day with the Fox News. They all take their little piece of paper that was sent to them by the president, and they all say the same thing over and over and over again. You need to learn to diffuse that and start saying, wait a moment, what's wrong with this picture? I also want to talk about the short end of the stick. Why should you vote for Democrat and dump every Republican that's leading states, that's in the Senate, and that's in the House? That $2 trillion stimulus bill that was passed, the CARES Act, nothing prevents any bank from taking your $1,200 check and using it to pay back debt that you owe. So here we are. You need the money. The bank says you owe me money and they can take it. Nothing prevents them from doing that, right? Nothing prevents private debt collection companies from taking your money. So why is that? Ask yourself, does it make any sense? I will not get anything, but my aunt got money, and with it, a letter came that says from the Treasury Department on the White House letterhead, how great this president is. Look at the work I've done for you. I've sent you $1,200. Don't you love me? This is the crap we have to hear from a president who's built this system for the money to go to the richest companies and to banks to do whatever the heck they want to do with it.
Just so you understand the difference, in Bush Jr.'s administration between 2001 and 2008, there were two stimulus things they did without getting into the details. One was in 2001, one was in 2008 when it was all falling off the cliff already. He decided to try and do something to save himself from history. So he sent stuff out that went through the Treasury, and there were checks sent out. What my alter ego is talking about is the Treasury sends out, they've got these different envelopes, and on it it says, because these are government agencies, it says these things, there's a fine for misusing them, because there's a budget they have for sending out their documents and their notices and whatever. If it's special, they'd have special stuff for it. Well, Bush sent out certain things in 2001, 2008 that went in Treasury envelopes. It was written under the letterhead of the U.S. Treasury with little mention that the government has done this, you know, within the body of it. Trump stopped when these checks were going to go out. He delayed them for a day or two till they reprogrammed it because he wanted his name on these checks so you'd know Big Daddy's giving you money, the man who doesn't pay anything to our government. The envelope she's talking about was a Treasury Department envelope that it's illegal to misuse. And the letter that sent out from Trump was one page, on one side in English, the other side in Spanish. And it said the White House on top of the letterhead. So it's in the wrong envelope under the wrong budget. And it reminded you that we got together and we worked in a bipartisan manner. So I gave you, at the end, it's I gave you, like he gave you money. It's your money you're getting back. Remember that. So this man, and then when he talks, he acts like, well, the Democrats gave you nothing. We're handing it all to you. The easiest way to understand him is he speaks out of both sides of his mouth. When they were properly impeaching him after he had all Republican Congress and then we had a Democratic-run House of Representatives, they went by the rule books. As my alter ego says, they play it fair usually. He kept saying, you can subpoena these guys, an equal branch of government. I'm not allowing them to go there. Took it to court and everything else. Now that he's running against a Democrat, he's saying that the Republicans, and they're doing it for him, should subpoena the Democrats and investigate them. He just wants to muddy the waters and don't let it happen because in 2016, there were a lot of apathetic voters who said, what's the difference? That's why I kept my title on the top of this podcast every week. What have you got to lose? And I tell you what you've got to lose. He says, taking an aspirin and hoping you don't die. This is like drinking hemlock and dying.
And I want to say, you see another pictorial that says, hang Fauci, hang Gates, open up our states. It's despicable. This is where our country is at. That we want to hang anybody that doesn't agree with the president. We want to kill them. And he encourages that. He encouraged people to not pay attention to governors, not pay attention to the rule of law, bring your guns and threaten everybody. Is this the country, really, voters, that you really want? It is despicable. These people should be arrested and put in jail for the rest of their lives. Because they don't have a right to try to kill somebody or hang somebody or call for hangings just because somebody doesn't agree with the liar. And he's a liar. The president is a liar and he's corrupt. He cares about no one. He himself belongs in jail, should have been in jail years ago. Okay? You voted for someone who's always been bankrupt, who's always lied, who's always cheated people of money. And maybe you feel that you can understand him because you've gone and filed for bankruptcy maybe several times and you think you're sticking it to the government or sticking it to companies. By the way, my father always raised me. If you owe somebody something, pay it back if it takes the rest of your life. Don't cheat them. If you can't afford to pay it back, tell the person or the institution and try to come up with something. Don't try to get away by walking away and thinking, I stuck it to them. That shows that you have no character. It shows that you're not an honest person. It shows that you really don't deserve anything because you think it's okay to walk away from your responsibility, which, by the way, you created on your own. So when you see these types of things hang, you know, scientists and doctors and individuals, you should be crying because this should not be happening and the president should not be doing that. And he stands there and he encourages it with his tweets. He started this stuff on Fauci a couple of months ago in his tweets and he retweeted and retweeted. And nobody is saying anything. Everybody is staying quiet. I want to say to liberals, to Democrats and independents, if you don't get together and vote this man and that and the Republican Party out in 2020, because they're going to cheat. They're going to keep people from voting. Notice how he's talking about mail-in votes. There were seven people in his administration, including his damn daughter in 2016, that voted twice and illegally. And when they were caught, they said, oh, I moved. I didn't realize. I didn't know. They didn't go to jail. He said nothing. And now all of a sudden, voting by mail, it's corrupted. Well, if it was California, the seat you just lost to a Republican that was held by a Democrat, take it back. Take it back, because obviously there was corruption in the mail-in votes. Do not let that Republican sit for Congress. If we are to believe this president, why did he vote by mail? Why did he go in person in Florida and vote?
And think about what he said when they asked him, well, you just asked for an absentee ballot and sent it in early to your new state of Florida where you've moved. And there are reasons he did this. But so what did he say? He says, well, I'm in the White House and I vote in Florida. This man has gotten up out of his office and gotten in our planes that we provide and taken one out of every 3 days in the first 2 years to go to his resorts wherever they are and charged us for it. So he has the freedom to move and go where he wants, when he wants. He could vote. That's not a problem. So don't believe him. And he says fraud. It's been proven many times over. No, you're listening to a liar. Whatever he says is 99% of the time a lie. And then he asks everybody else to live to those standards that he doesn't live to.
I want to talk about this pandemic that we have, and I'm going to put a picture up of the Spanish influenza that took place in 1918-1919. We had a president called Woodrow Wilson, a liar just like Trump. So this is not the first time we've done this. He lied and lied and lied, Wilson. We were in the middle of a war, World War I, and he wanted people to believe nothing was wrong while people were dying. I'm showing you how they had to set up hospital beds outside. And at the time, racism was so rampant in America that they would not even use black nurses to help. That's how bad it was. Over 675,000 Americans died because Woodrow Wilson kept saying it was fake news. He actually put laws in so that the media couldn't report it. He threatened people with 20 years of imprisonment if they even talked about this pandemic that was happening at that time. He wouldn't let the troops who were being affected, your troops, our military that's out there defending us, damn it, and you're lying to them just like this bastard called Donald Trump is doing and has done, disregarding our Navy officers, disregarding the fact that they're infected. Disregarding it and lying, and you, the voter, you, the people, are saying nothing and doing nothing, and you're allowing it to happen. You know why? Because you're not as invested as you should be in your military. If maybe we brought the draft back, if maybe you were invested in our military, you would never allow this stuff to happen. Obama could never have done this. And you would have sat there and let it go. 3 years later, it's okay to have a president who doesn't care about your military, who never served, who lies every day. If he doesn't like what a general is saying, he fires them. The military no longer has any independence. The generals have no independence because he's taken their power away. People, he's breaking our country down. Wake up and start rebuilding this country when you go to vote in 2020. This goes for Sanders supporters and specifically black people. I'm not liking what I'm hearing from black women and all these other things. We're not going to vote. We're going to hold back our vote. People got to listen to us. Nobody has to listen to you at all. You do not own anything in this country. You don't have the economic power here. No one is going to care. If you're not involved, Latins and Blacks, then don't complain. When you're pushed aside for Indians and Chinese and everybody else who vote as a voting bloc, who are taking the jobs that matter away from you, don't complain. And I have one more thing I want to bring up before I give it back to the host. The individual picture that you see here, a gym owner in New Jersey, and he defied the executive order of the Democratic governor. And what bothered me the most was that he said, and I quote, "Executive orders are not laws. We don't have to follow them." Well, if that's the case, why are we following any executive order coming out of Trump's mouth and the federal government? We should disregard every executive order he has put in place. If you truly believe that, sir, this is not the right thing to do.
Let me just say a couple of quick things because I always forget, and I know you guys have heard it, but you can find us. My Gmail, if you want to send me anything, is AE, the word equals, then MCSQ at gmail.com. Then on Facebook, you can find me at AE, the word equals, and MC, and the word squared. Same thing on Instagram. Again, it's AE, the word equals, and MC, and squared. And if you look, you'll find me in most places. You'll find me on Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, a whole bunch of places. We've gotten out of our pens, so we're kind of all over the place. Let me just, a couple of things I want to make sure we all understand. Historically, there are things that affect us so much, like electing a president who had a history. If anybody would have known him, and I grew up in the same city and I'm older than him, and I know what a piece of garbage he is and what he's always said. Why would you want someone who doesn't contribute to the country that allows him to do what he does? Anyway, he should have been in prison years ago. He self-dealt in his own foundation. New York State finally took him to court. They had to close his foundation because he used his foundation money, which again was a way of pushing money that you don't put in a regular tax draws to the federal government for supporting your country, to buy stuff for himself or to pay for stuff for his kids. So he has done everything illegal you can imagine. And next week I'll talk about Scott, because what he did in this state is as bad. And I guess they feel that if they come down here with enough money and look good and tell you they were this distinguished executive, that we're going to bite and buy it. You know what? Elect your garbage man the next leader, but you want to still check the garbage man out or what he knows or what he's doing. Don't just elect anybody. Because Lincoln, after he won his first election, he was the first real Republican. And Republicans used to be just conservatives in the more recent past, till they became these people who just, what's in my pocket? So anyway, Lincoln, for his second run at the White House, he had a good VP, but he decided he wanted to make sure he got elected. He picked what was a Democrat at the time, even though he was a Republican, to run on a ticket with him, who was a Democrat from the South, from Tennessee. He knew that this guy originally was not for seceding from the Union, so he figured he'd be good to be with him because his general principles were there. So Lincoln used him, and he got Andrew Johnson in there with him, and then Lincoln was assassinated. Well, Andrew Johnson was a staunch Southerner in the old tradition, who believed in slavery. Forget about seceding from the government. That had nothing to do with slavery. That was part of why they were doing it. Andrew Johnson, when he took over after Lincoln died, everything that tons of us Americans on both sides of that battle died for, died in vain, because Johnson allowed the South to go forward with all the junk that they did after the Civil War, which was economic enslavement, and there are books that have been written on it. I'll bring you the name of one that was one of the best by a PhD white guy scholar out of the South, and it gives you everything from the end of the war up to now, and these companies should still be paying for what they did. So it was worse enslavement than before the Civil War in a lot of cases. So we have to be careful about what we do and who we use and how we do things. We have to understand who does what. Having a woman for a vice president, okay, Biden agreed to it. There's nothing wrong with that.